You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back, you know I love you. You know I say this every episode, but it's true. I love each and every one of you. I love the fact that you are enjoying this podcast and it is bringing you value and tips and tricks and the conversations you need for your spiritual path. You guys make this so easy for me. Like, seriously, thank you. If this podcast is helping you, if it is giving you the conversations that you need to hear, if it is giving you the tools that are helping you step into your power, learn to trust your intuition, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and submit, make sure you take a screenshot or a picture and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M. And I want to send you my soul alignment activation for free, just as a thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to go ahead and write that review. So this week's episode, guys, this is a very popular topic and very, very requested. So we're going to dive into the topic of twin flames. Okay. Now, most of you, if you've been listening to me for a while, if you saw one of my latest TikToks, you know I'm not a fan of this particular subject. This subject has been through the ringer. Nobody really knows the actual definition. Even well-respected spiritual teachers have different definitions. It is so confusing, so chaotic. So I want to be as diplomatic and just be as kind of Switzerland as possible when it comes to this topic. I'm going to be sharing with you some definitions of the topic, as well as talking about different types of relationships as far as souls are concerned. Okay. But before we dive into this topic, I want to share with you guys some stuff that's happening behind the scenes. So obviously we all know that COVID-19 has taken its toll on our lives and our businesses. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough that my business has been fine during all this. Thank God. I'm so grateful for that. But with the responsibility of having two boys at home and being the teacher and the babysitter and the house manager, I realized that I was putting on too much on my own plate. And I realized I needed to take a step back and not have so many deadlines when it comes to launches and courses that I want to create and share with you guys. So what I did was I was supposed to launch the second round of the Align Light Academy, which is the 6-week intensive spiritual development coaching program on September 7th. I'm going to push it back a week. I want to get my kids situated back into the school routine and just make sure everything is all as well here in, you know, the Russo Casa before I go ahead and, you know, dive into this, because this is an intensive coaching program, guys. This is a mix of one-on-one coaching calls with me, a lot of group sessions, a lot of healing. I have kind of tweaked the whole program from the last time to just be much more, I don't know what the word is, but it's different. It is much different than the first time. It is very healing. It is very transformative. It's going to give you the tools that's going to help you access your intuition, access the gifts that are already there within you, as well as give you tools for your own healing journey. It is a beautiful, beautiful program. I'm very proud of it. But again, I'm just pushing it back. If you are interested in learning more about the program, you can head on over to my website and check it out there, or you can just schedule a 30-minute discovery call. I am taking discovery calls the week of September 8th through 13th, and then the official program is going to launch September 14th. So that is that. Now, I also want to talk about my breathwork classes that are going to be open. I'm going to do a couple of breathwork classes in the month of September. These are $20 classes, and it is a beautiful healing experience. If you haven't listened to my recent episodes about me talking about my own breathwork experience and everything like that, to be completely honest, now that I'm thinking about it, you know, if it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't be doing this breathwork stuff. I really wouldn't have. It was really COVID just taking everything and flipping life upside down where I found the breathwork classes and I found the power within them and just became obsessed with them and then decided to become a facilitator. So, I mean, we can thank COVID for that, but I am offering 4 classes during the month of September. If you're interested in joining those classes, you can head on over to my website to see when they are. Again, and then just get yourself on that newsletter because every month I will be letting everyone know when the upcoming classes are. So, another thing. Now, this course, I feel like I'm just talking and talking, but I want to keep you guys updated because there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and I just want to, you know, let you guys know what's going on and what to expect. So, I have been working diligently on my first mediumship course. Okay, I felt like it was time for me to create a course that really gives you the basics and the fundamentals of mediumship. Now, again, my life has been pretty freaking chaotic, and I've put a lot of pressure on myself. That's just what I do. That's just how I'm wired, but I'm learning to just not be so hard on myself. And I realized that I was putting this pressure of doing this in August, and it's just not going to work out that way, unfortunately. There's way too much stuff going on, and I want this course to be good. I want to have this course be the course for introductory mediumship. And in order to do that, I need to put TLC into it. I need to make sure that I feel aligned with it. And putting a time on something when you want it to be really, really good. I don't put something out unless I am fully aligned with it. Okay. And if I were to rush it and just throw it out there, I feel like I wouldn't like it. I feel like I would not be aligned with the offer, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to take more time. I'm going to put more of my energy and effort into it to make it a beautiful course that gives you everything from soups to nuts. And then I'm going to launch it probably in mid-October. And then, you know, for the first round, I'm going to offer a group session where we can practice the mediumship. So that's something to look forward to if you are wanting to dive into that particular topic of mediumship. So that's that. Now let's dive in to twin flames. Okay. First and foremost, I want to tell you guys about my personal experience with twin flames, and you can see why this topic makes my blood boil. Okay. So I've been doing readings for a couple of years now. And when I first started reading, I would have clients come and they would want relationship readings. And I would, you know, obviously do a full tarot spread and everything like that. And I would notice that there were signs within the reading that it's like, oh God, this is not a good relationship. This is a really toxic relationship, if not abusive. And I would, you know, bring it up. Like it says, I would say like, this doesn't look like a very healthy relationship. And they would say, oh yeah, it's my twin flame. I'm like, oh God, why does everyone think that a toxic relationship is a twin flame? You know, I've had four readings with women anywhere between the ages of 40 to 20 come and, you know, say that, like, this is a toxic relationship. They leave, they come back, they go with another woman, they come back, and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes there's domestic abuse within it. And they all hold this belief. They all held this belief that this was their twin flame. Their twin flame. They either found a meme on fucking Facebook or another psychic told them that this is a karmic relationship and blah, blah, blah. So they think that they have to stay in this toxic relationship because of this soul term twin flame. And that's a crock of shit. Sorry, it's a crock of shit. All right. That's why it makes my blood boil, because I have personal experience that I see women staying in toxic relationships because of this term twin flame. And that should never, ever, ever, ever be the case, okay? Twin flame relationships, yes, they are meant to take you out of your comfort zone. They are meant for expansion and healing. Not in the terms of being physically, emotionally, or mentally abused. There's a fine line there. And people will stay in these abusive relationships because they have this hope and this desire that this is a karmic bond and this is a soul connection. And we have to stop that, okay? We have to remember, yes, we are souls having a human experience. Absolutely. We all are souls having a human experience, but we are also physical beings living life. We are also physical beings learning the lessons that we decided to learn. And sometimes we like to put that twin flame label on a relationship because we want to hold on to something. We want to hope that it's something written in the stars, when in fact it's just a lesson. Maybe it's you learning to stick up for yourself. Maybe it's you learning to walk away. And we have to stop that. There are some, and it really is frustrating to see, like, now everybody's in a twin flame relationship. It's quite interesting. Now everyone believes that they're in a twin flame relationship. And I'm not saying that you're not, but I'm saying, like, twin flame relationships are supposed to be rare, like extremely rare, from what I have done my research on. Okay. So I'm going to share something from a book that I was reading. It is called Twin Flames, Finding Your Ultimate Lover by Jeff and Sheila. I found this on Kindle. It is free on Kindle. You can go ahead and, you know, if you are interested in learning this, you can go ahead and get this book yourself for free on Kindle. So, what are twin flames? This is their definition, okay? And I'm going to share another definition because you're going to see that, like, everyone has kind of a gist of what a twin flame is, but there's some that are like, no, everybody has a twin flame. Everybody has a twin flame. It is just so chaotic. I want to rip my hair out. But again, I'm trying to be Switzerland for you guys. I want to give you as much information as possible when it comes to this. And you guys make your own decision about it. That's the great thing. Everyone's on their own path. You get to choose. You have the free will to decide what a twin flame is. If you've ever experienced a twin flame relationship or a karmic relationship or a soulmate relationship. So let's go ahead and dive in. So this says, what are twin flames? Twin flames are manifested from the very same soul essence, or more accurately, the same soul blueprint. A soul blueprint is the exact same concept as physical DNA, meaning our souls are created with individual specific codes, qualities, and traits that make us uniquely us. As above, so below is a universal law and principle. Just as we have physical DNA that make up our physical genetics and disposition, so do we have soul DNA that makes us who we are spiritually and non-physically. A good example of this is how physical identical twins share the same genetic DNA and twin flames share the same exact soul DNA or soul blueprint. And just as identical twins are unique as souls, even though they share the same physical DNA, twin flames are unique among each other, even though they share the same soul blueprint. This is because together they are complements to one another rather than carbon copies of it. Okay, I kind of liked that definition. That's a definition that I can vibe with. Now, I have read blog posts that are like twin flames. We all have twin flames. I don't think you realize, I spent like a legit 90 minutes going on and just researching twin flames because I wanted to get the best information. I did. And I have read so many blog articles that just like, I'm like, oh my God, how is this information even relevant? Why? This is why we can't go on the internet, guys. Unfortunately, there is a lot of misinformation, especially when it comes to spiritual topics on the internet. So I always say, try to get a book, try to get a book or something along those lines, or find an expert in the field, because Google is bullshit. You know what I mean? Google's great for a lot of things, but when we are talking about things such as twin flames or anything along those lines, like, you know, sometimes you have to invest $15 into a book rather than just be a Google queen. All right. So here's another definition that I found on the internet, and this is from AskAngels.com. Now, AskAngels.com is a pretty respectable blog. Her name is Melanie. I like what she puts out, and this is what she says about twin flames. So what are twin flames? When your soul incarnates as a personality self in a specific linear time, physical expression, and in one point on the vast field of possibility and existence as two people and two personalities, this is what it means to have a twin flame relationship in the physical. Okay. So this is manifested as two, this definition. So the same soul, not cut in half or divided into two beings, but manifested as two. And one is the masculine and one is a feminine being. Okay. Now, here's the thing with that. Okay. As far as twin flames are concerned, there are many same-sex marriages. There are many same-sex relationships that claim to be twin flames. And one is masculine and one is feminine. This is, so again, it gets confusing. This gets very confusing because there are a lot of people that claim that their mother is their twin flame, or a girlfriend, their girlfriend is their twin flame. So this contradicts a lot of people's beliefs. Okay, a twin flame relationship is when you meet this other manifestation of your soul in your lifetime, and they are two manifested within the physical world. So the reason, of course, is that this serves the unique needs of your soul. So this is what I have come to a conclusion with after doing the research and reading some things. And this is just Erica's spiel about twin flames. Okay, twin flame relationships are special, but they also test you. They take you outside of your comfort zone. I truly believe that twin flame relationships do not need to be physical. They do not need to be romantic. They do not need to be like that. Twin flame relationships is when if you've ever met a person in your life that maybe comes in and out of your life, it might be your mom, it might be a family friend. It doesn't have to be a romantic entanglement. It's someone who's always like, oh, you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, you push my buttons. You push my buttons. You push me to the brink of insanity. You make me lose my shit. These are the people that test you. Okay. Think of all the relationships within your life that have tested you, that have tested your patience, your kindness, your ability to speak your truth. These relationships, I'm not saying that they're your twin flames, but these are the types of relationships that are like twin flames. They're the people that make you step up. They are the people and the relationships that make you work on yourself, whether that be through personal development, maybe it be through journaling or whatever. But These are the people that make you feel uncomfortable, that make you show up for yourself. Those are twin flames. They are not, you know, wild, toxic relationships that you believe the sex is amazing, so you keep on going back and it's passionate and whatever. No, honey, anything. And maybe it is. I shouldn't say that. But I will guarantee you, okay? And I think your guides will also back me up on this. Anything that gives you any sort of physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, don't use the term twin flame. Do not. It should never, ever, twin flame relationships should never come to abuse. Ever. Ever. So just get that out of your head. Okay? Not all psychics are going to sit there and do their research on twin flames. I'm just going to say this. I have had people come to me because they go to a psychic and they say that their toxic narcissistic ex is their twin flame, and that's why they keep on coming back, because they have a soul contract and blah, blah, blah. And they come to me and they tell me this, and I am just like, oh my God. Like, that should never, ever, ever, ever happen. Telling someone that you have a karmic relationship with an abusive ex or an abusive partner. Fucking leave. Even if the slight chance that there is a karmic relationship, a soulmate relationship, a twin flame relationship, which it probably isn't, because it should never result in that, leave. L-E-A-V-E, leave. I am telling you that right now, okay? Leave. Twin flame relationships will never make you cry yourself to sleep. You'll never get a black eye from a twin flame relationship. And if you do get a black eye, get the fuck out. This is why I'm so, like, my blood boils, because I have seen women stay in abusive relationships with someone who they believe to be their twin flame because they see a meme on Facebook or they read a misinformed blog post about twin flames, and so they believe that they have to stay there, or they just hold on to that hope that this is written in the stars. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Stop. Like, please stop. That's all I can say. You know, we have to remember, and I've seen this time and time again, we will get so fixated on trying to figure out our soul's purpose, to find out who our soulmate is or who our twin flame is. We want to know why we are here, why we reincarnated, what star system we came from. Are we a Pleiadian? Are we this? Are we that? And we'll do all of this research about it and everything like that. And I see people do this. It's like spiritual bypassing. Right? Where we get so fixated on, like, well, what crystal should I use? Or, you know, is this my twin flame? Or am I a Pleiadian? Or am I a Sirian? And it's just like, you're spiritually bypassing. The work is sitting with yourself and healing your child, healing your inner child. It's seeing the things about you that need to be healed. Okay? It's not about finding your star system. It's not about any of that. That's all extra. It's finding yourself, finding your voice, and going within. That's what this freaking crazy path is all about. Okay? I believe that twin flame things, you know, what star system, am I a star seed? Am I a light worker? Like, all of that stuff is, like, great. It really is, and it's interesting, and you can learn a lot, but at the end of the day, it's learning that you hold the power of the universe within you. You hold the power to make every decision that is good for you. You don't need to go outside of yourself to seek the answers. That's what it's all about. We are programmed to believe that we have to go outside of ourselves to find the answers. And look how well that has worked for us. You know, going to therapists, going here, going there, asking people what we should do about this, that, and this. It's only brought us this far in our life. The true magic happens when we go within. We know all of the answers, guys. We know all of the answers. Trust yourself. Give yourself enough time to go within and answer the questions. And, you know, some people are probably in their monkey mind right now being like, well, how do I know? How do I know? How do I know? You just do. You just do. I don't know how to say it unless you're living in an intuitive way, right? You just know the answers. Sometimes it's just there and you don't want to put any energy into it. When you live intuitively, you just know. You just know. That's all I can like say if you're picking up what I'm putting down. So that's my spiel on twin flames. Don't worry so much. Don't put so much power into finding your twin flame, figuring out if the relationship that you are in is your twin flame. Be on this journey for yourself and yourself alone. Okay, whether it be a twin flame relationship or it doesn't matter. You incarnated as this soul in this human experience for a reason, to find yourself, to find your strengths, to find the lessons, to learn from them, to grow from them, and to help others. That's why you're here. You're not here to find your twin flame. If your twin flame comes, that's amazing. That's absolutely incredible. But always know that twin flame relationships are not abusive relationships. They are not abusive relationships. And I get it. Sometimes we argue. Sometimes they make our blood boil. And I get that. I'm talking about if they put a hand on you, if it's a narcissistic type of relationship, just stop using that label. Love yourself enough to walk away. Maybe that's the lesson in all of this. Now, before we go, I also want to talk about, I also want to talk about the topic of, what did I want to talk about, guys? Jesus Christ, damn it. Just karmic relationships. Okay, because sometimes I feel I like this definition of karmic relationships, because sometimes we think it's a twin flame relationship when it's just a karmic relationship. Now, karmic relationships are often those where there's intense passion or the desire to possess or control one another. These relationships often appear to learn a lesson, to release this person from your life, to move on and to let go. This can look like a twin flame relationship. A lot of the times, karmic relationships are like our first boyfriends, our first heartbreaks, all of that stuff that will, you know, these are souls that usually manifest early in life. Okay. Maybe they're challenging relationships, maybe even family members. And these can be karmic relationships that come about for healing or for dissolving karma so that both souls can move forward on their path. Okay, so you can see where twin flame relationships and karmic relationships can get a bit entangled. Now, I want to also say this, and I don't think I've actually talked about this book a lot. Now, there's a whole lot of soul information out there, like soul family, soul group, soul this, karma, this sort of karma, because there's different types of karma, guys, believe it or not. Now, the big eye-opening book that helped me, that was like, wow, like mind-blown. I can only read a chapter at a time because it was so packed with dense, informative energy, was Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. Okay, this really explains the soul on a level that just makes sense. I remember first reading this book, right? And again, this is a channeled book. And, you know, if you don't know what channeled means, this is like coming from a different source of energy. And you can tell when something is channeled because there is so much information packed into these sentences that it's like you need time to digest. And this is a book where I say if you're going to read it, do a chapter a day. Don't go any more than that. And maybe sometimes only do a half a chapter a day because you want to digest this information. And after you digest this information, everything kind of starts making sense. If you pick up what I'm putting down. So like you're going to learn about what actually karma is, because karma is so much bigger of a topic than we give it credit for. There's different types of karma, and I'm going to do a podcast episode about that because people are a bit misinformed when it comes to karma. You know, we think that if somebody treats us badly in this life, that in this life, this person is going to have that karma come after them. That's not necessarily the case. But in this book, it gives you a nice broad description of that. So that's what I have to say about twin flames. That's it. Now, oh God, twin flames. Oh my God. Please. All I ask is like, don't be so, just do this for yourself. Be on this path for yourself. Do it for your healing. Do it for your growth. Do it for you. Don't go trying to find your twin flame. You might not have one, you know, but there's so much information out there with twin flames. It like makes my head spin. It really does. It really does. And it's just so frustrating because at the end of the day, it's just one of the branches of the whole tree. So don't get so crazy when it comes to that. If it's an abusive relationship, leave. That's all there is to it. Leave. All right, guys. It's been real. You know I love you guys. You know I always have fun talking to you guys. I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and I will see you around the internet.